G'day everyone, this is B. Jamine, aka The Terrible Australian, and welcome to my audio review of the latest film in the Godzilla franchise, Godzilla King of the Monsters, which of course is the sequel to the 2014 American reboot of Godzilla, and as well as being the third film in the Monsterverse series. The film was directed by Michael Dougherty, written by Michael Dougherty and Zach Shields, from a story by Dougherty and Shields and Max Borenstein. And the film stars Kyle Chandler, Vera Farmiga, Millie Bobby Brown, Bradley Whitford, Sally Hawkins, Charles Dance, Thomas Middleditch, Aisha Hines, O'Shea Jackson Jr., David Strathairn, Ken Watanabe, and Zhang Ziyi. And the plot summary for this film, which I am reading off IMDb, is as follows. The cryptozoological agency Monarch faces against a battery of god-sized monsters, including the mighty Godzilla, who collides with Mothra, Rodan, and his ultimate nemesis, the free-headed King Ghidorah. Now, before I go into my review of Godzilla King of the Monsters, I should state off right off the bat that I'm a pretty big fan of the Godzilla franchise. Up until a couple of years ago, I only had seen, say, only a handful of the films. But when it was announced that the US was going to be doing an English language reboot of the Godzilla franchise, 16 years after the disaster that was the 1998 Roland Emmerich Godzilla film, I decided in the lead up to that film that since I had only seen a couple of Godzilla films, I would watch the entire series in the lead up to the 2014 reboot's release. And I did a video retrospective review series on the Godzilla franchise, which is called The Godzilla Diaries, which you can find here on supermarcy.com if you look back through the archives, but it's also up on YouTube as well. And over the course of those few weeks of watching every single Godzilla film, I've just became more and more of a fan of the series. I found it such a really fun and entertaining series. And once I saw the 2014 reboot, I absolutely loved it. I mean, I had a feeling I was probably going to enjoy it anyway, but having sort of rewatched all the other films in the lead up to it, it just made me appreciate the 2000 reboot even more. And also for the fact, as sort of a tribute to those films, the original Japanese films, but also sort of being its own thing as well. And to me, it was sort of did everything right that the 1998 American version of Godzilla just did absolutely wrong. So after that film was released, like, there have been a couple other Godzilla films that have been released since then. Japan rebooted the franchise themselves with Shin Godzilla, which I thought was a pretty solid entry in the franchise. Not great, but pretty solid. And they also made a couple of a trilogy of anime films as well, which were released on Netflix. I haven't seen those ones yet, but I need to get around to watching them very soon. But when I heard that Warner Brothers was going to be doing sort of their own kind of shared universe franchise with Godzilla, with all the other sort of monsters that were created by Toho and a few others as well, I was really excited to see how that was going to turn out. And so far, it's been doing pretty well. The second film in the Monsterverse franchise, Kong Skull Island, which I thought was absolutely awesome and is so far probably my absolute favorite of the Monsterverse series, because I just found that such an absolutely fun and absolutely insane blockbuster. So when it was finally announced that a sequel to the 2014 Godzilla reboot was announced with Godzilla King of the Monsters, I was really excited. Though I was a little disappointed that Gareth Edwards, who directed the 2014 Godzilla film, wasn't coming back to direct this one. But when I heard that Michael Dougherty, who directed the films Trick or Treat and Krampus, was taking over directorial duties, I was really excited to see what he was going to bring to the plate. And now, having seen Godzilla King of the Monsters, as painful as it is for me to say this, I'm not going to lie, I'm not going to mince words. I found this film a huge disappointment, and to me, this was one of my most anticipated films of the year. Like, out of all the films I was excited about that were coming out in 2019, this one was very much, very high up on the list. Because all the ingredients for Godzilla King of the Monsters, all the ingredients are there for a really fun Godzilla film. Like, you've got a great director in Michael Dougherty, as I said, with his two previous films that I thought were great. You've got a huge all-star cast like Kyle Chandler, Vera Farmiga, Millie Bobby Brown, and so many others, as well as returning stars like Ken Watanabe and Sally Hawkins from the 2014 Godzilla film coming back to get coming back for this one. So all this film had all the ingredients of what I to make a really great Godzilla film. Oh, and also, like, more legendary Toho monsters like King Ghidorah, Rodan, and one of my personal favorites, Mothra. And like, all the ingredients are all there in this film, but unfortunately, the film just in the end just came off as an incoherent and kind of dull mess. And that really pains me to say that because, like I said, this film, like, one of the big main criticisms of the 2014 Godzilla film is that for a film that went for 2 hours, Godzilla was barely in it at all, and when the action scenes happened, the camera would just turn away from it as the action was getting going. To me, I always found that criticism kind of weird, especially since, since the original Japanese Godzilla films were pretty much all fresh in my mind up to that point. I just kept thinking to myself that, well, all those films were like that. I mean, Godzilla probably only appears in most of them for about 10, 15 minutes. And these are 90-minute films, I might add. So I think the studio kind of took those criticisms to heart. So when Michael Dougherty came onto this film, he definitely set out to make a film that had a lot more action with the monsters and showed all the monsters in their full glory and make them sort of more of the true stars of this franchise. But for me, like, while he does do that in this film, but unfortunately, I just found the monster battles, while some of them were fun, but I have to, how some of them were staged were, I found really annoying because one of the first indicators that kind of sort of rubbed me the wrong way about this film, in the lead up to its release in the trailers, was that a lot of the monster battles were sort of looked like they were taking place in thunderstorms or at night, and it just made those scenes kind of look murky. And when but I thought, well, maybe that's only just like a couple scenes, and there might be other monster battles like in the daytime, and you can actually see what's going on. But unfortunately, yeah, the monster battle scenes are just really poorly done because, like I said, a lot of them take place during like storms, hurricanes, and at night, and you could barely see what's going on, and it just makes the film look visually ugly as well, and it sort of just looks like just a really bad CGI blur, and which is a shame because the monster designs themselves are great. Like, Godzilla continues to look is a fantastic creation as he always is. I mean, he looked great in the reboot, and he looks even better here in the sequel. And also having, Mothra, Rodan, and King Ghidorah in this film, like, their designs are, like, even though they do change them up a little bit for this sequel compared to, say, the original Japanese films, particularly with Mothra, but they still have the essence of how they look and feel as well. Like, Mothra in particular is, who's, like I said before, is one of my favorite kaijus. She is just as great in this one. Like, I kind of wish she was a little bit more cuter, but I can understand them going for a more realistic approach to how Mothra would look like. And again, every time Mothra is on screen, she just pretty much steals the whole movie. And also, Rodan's really cool too, and he's got his own little sort of personality that I quite enjoyed. But King Ghidorah, though, he is just fantastic. Like, out of all the creations in the film, he's definitely one of my favorites, and probably the most accurate to the original design. And I love the sort of the interaction between, since Ghidorah has three heads, I love the sort of the interaction between the three heads because that sort of gave like that character even more personality as well. But unfortunately, like I said, it's just the monster battle. They're just let down by these rather murky and ugly looking monster battles. Like, and it's a shame because one of the things I love about the 2014 reboot and as well as Kong Skull Island is that they look visually amazing. Like every shot is just gold. And there are some really great shots in this film as well. But for most part, a lot of the cinematography is just ugly and just really too dark and hard to see at times. I feel like it needed to be a little bit more brighter and also just a bit more clearer as well, because I feel like if it did, I feel like I would have enjoyed the film a lot more. But that being said, the cinematography and some of the monster battles aren't just the only problems with the film. One of the main ones being is that, again, another complaint about the 2014 reboot was the human characters. I didn't mind the human characters in the 2014 reboot. I thought everyone did a really solid job in their roles. Like, yeah, some of the characters could have been developed more, but I thought the actors brought a lot to them to at least make those characters engaging to me. But unfortunately, though, even though this film has quite an amazing cast, I just felt like everyone was wasted. And it didn't help that a lot of the characters were sort of saddled with characters who were either underdeveloped or had motivations that just did not make any sense whatsoever. Particular Vera Farmiga's character, which I won't go into because what her character's motivation and her story in this film is handled, it kind of goes into spoiler territory, so I'm not going to say like what a character does in this film, but what her character's motivation just made my eyes roll, and which is a shame because it probably would have worked, but I just feel like the film sort of tackles a lot of the char like the motivations of the characters, and is not only that, but also the sort of topical themes of the story in a really sort of heavy-handed and poorly developed way that I just kind of just found it more silly and eye-rolling because of that. And granted, I know that, you know, a lot of the Godzilla films are very silly, and I understand that completely. And like, there is a lot of very silly moments throughout this whole film that I think if the film sort of had a bit more of a lighter tone, it probably would have worked a lot better for me. But since the tone of the film is very much dark and much more serious, the silly moments kind of just stand out as being more off-putting than they would have. And I mean, the 2014 reboot was a pretty grounded and serious take as well, but they sort of had. But how they sort of did that, they sort of took more of a Spielbergian approach to how they handled the tone, which, even though, yeah, it's still a pretty serious film, it had a lot of fun moments in it as well that sort of made that tone feel pretty consistent. But here, the tone of the film just feels very uneven because of it. So, yeah, you got the dark tone, but also you have these really silly, over-the-top moments. And also, it doesn't help that the cast are saddled with some really awful dialogue. Not that I expected great dialogue in a Godzilla film, but at least make it sound believable and not as silly because of it. So, yeah, and also like I said, the actors do try their best, and some of them do stand out. I think for me, the ones that kind of stood out to me the most were definitely Bradley Whitford, who's kind of one of two characters in the film who's kind of the comic relief. I mean, between him and Tom Middlestitch's character, like they're both kind of the sort of comedic presence of the film. Thomas Middleditch's character, I just felt most of his humor kind of fell flat, but Bradley Whitford had sort of this dry sense of humor about it that worked a lot more for me, and his reactions to some of the stuff, like little comments and stuff, this I found really funny. Kyle Chandler does what he can, and I think Kyle Chandler is a great actor, and he does sort of the great everyman shtick, as you know, he's best known for in this film. But yeah, it just he's just not really given much of a character to work with. And Vera Farmiga, who I absolutely love, her character, like I said, her character's interesting, but I just found her motivations really just weird. And it kind of reminds me of motivations of another character from another recent film that I've seen, but I felt like that was more better handled in that film than it is here. But I won't spoil what that other film was, again, due to spoilers. Millie Bobby Brown, she was fine, but you know, she didn't really sort of add too much to the film. Like, even though she's like a big major character in the story, I just didn't feel like her character was written in a way that was compelling. Also, you know, Sally Hawkins and David Strathairn and Ken Watanabe, who were in the 2014 Godzilla film, returned for this one. And again, they're both solid. David Strathairn isn't really given much to do. His is more like an extended cameo than anything else. And again, Ken Watanabe brings a lot of gravitas to the role. But I felt he was kind of better in the 2014 film than he is here. But he still brings solid work. And unfortunately, Sally Hawkins, like the 2014 film, was just wasted as well. Although I did like Zhang Ziyi's character. I thought she was really interesting. And I thought she gave a pretty solid performance as well. And I hope she's in more Godzilla films, because I feel like she was kind of like the highlights, at least of the human characters for me. Also, one thing I will give Michael Dougherty credit for is this is a film that fully embraces the Godzilla mythology, because there are a lot of sort of little things here and there throughout the whole film that harken back to things that have happened in the other Japanese films. Like, I won't spoil them because, you know, a lot of them are Easter eggs, but one part in particular that involves Mothra, like a big sort of aspect of Mothra and her mythology, is used in a really interesting way in this film, which I didn't expect the film to kind of go in this would include this, but they kind of did. But how they sort of approach this part of her mythology is a much more grounded and believable way, which surprisingly worked for me. And also, King Ghidorah's sort of backstory. There are aspects of his mythology that I thought the film would kind of ignore, but they actually delve in. They actually include that in this film, which I thought was pretty cool as well. Also, the score by Bear McCreary, I probably butchered his last name, forgive me. His score is fantastic. For me, if there's one big major highlight of this whole film, it's his score. I thought it was absolutely fantastic. And also, like the CGI, even though a lot of it does come off as a bit of a mess sometimes during some scenes, some of it does look pretty well, particularly when it comes to the monsters. When it comes to his direction, I have to admit, I found Michael Dougherty's work on this film to be pretty mediocre, to be honest. Which is a shame, because his two previous films, Trick or Treat and Krampus, I thought were really well made and confidently directed films, but I just never really got a sense of that in this film. And it didn't help that even though Dougherty was going for a much more sort of fun, action-packed vibe compared to the 2014 reboot, in the process, by going for that direction, he kind of lacks that sort of wonder and size and scale that Edwards brought to the previous film. Because if you like rewatch Gareth Edwards' Godzilla film, you could sort of see how he sort of approached that film with the action set pieces and as well as the monsters. He sort of shot it in a way so that you're kind of seeing it from down below, from the point of view of the human characters are looking up and seeing all this happen, and you got that sort of size and scale of these creatures. And you know, Guillermo del Toro did the exact same thing with the first Pacific Rim film as well. But I kind of felt like that sort of scale was missing from this film, even though you did see the monsters as big as they are in this film. You just never really had anything to sort of compare their size to, kind of feel that grand awe of them as these ginormous creatures. And even though Dougherty does, like I said, bring a sense of style and a little bit of fun to some of the set pieces, it just, yeah, just like that sense of wonder for me, and that the 2014 film had it, and even Kong Skull Island had it as well, because there was a lot of that in that film. But unfortunately, I just never got that feeling of that here with Dougherty's direction. Instead, what I got was a a noisy, incoherent mess, to be honest. And it didn't help that, you know, Doherty's script that he wrote with Zach Shields just was pretty poorly written nearly every way. So overall, I mean, I probably will check out this film again down the road at some point. And also being a Godzilla fan, I probably will buy this film Blu-ray when it comes out as well for my Godzilla collection. So, but I am definitely interested to see how I feel more about this film on a second watch. Maybe I might enjoy it a lot more, but based on this very first viewing, as someone who was very excited to see this film as both a film fan and as a Godzilla fan, I was hugely disappointed with the end result. And for me, this is definitely one of the biggest disappointments of 2019 for me personally. And but I'll give it a shot again down the road for sure. And I might go see it again very soon just to see how I feel about it. Hopefully, because a lot of people I know, and particularly friends of mine who have seen the film, really enjoyed it a lot more than I did. So maybe I might as well on the second watch. I guess we'll just have to wait and see. But until then, yeah, this film was a disappointment. So if I had to give Godzilla King of the Monsters a rating, I give it a solid 2 out of 5. Yeah, it's that low. I'm surprised I even gave it that score, but it might go up on a repeat viewing, but at the moment that's just how I feel about it. So yep, that's my review of Godzilla King of the Monsters. I hope you guys all enjoyed it. The film is currently playing in cinemas across Australia as we speak, so if you're interested in checking it out, definitely do so. And that being said, because even though I wasn't big on this film, it definitely is one that you need to see on the big screen. So yep, that's my review. I hope you all enjoyed it, and I'll see you all later. See you, everyone. Bye.